Dear respected chairperson, thank you very much for giving me floor. I feel honored to be here in this 17th session representing the Indigenous Nationalist Commission of Nepal in person for the first time since its establishment. This commission is a constitutional body which conducts study and research work of the protection and promotion of rights of indigenous people in Nepal. After a long struggle of the indigenous communities, Nepal's constitution of 2015 provisioned the Indigenous Nationalist Commission for the protection and promotion of the rights of indigenous peoples with following three major mandates. Monitoring the implementation status of indigenous peoples' rights enshrined by the Constitution, international treaties, convention and declaration, and praising all the three tiers of government to ensure their proper implementation. B, recommending the government to draft necessary policies, law and regulation for the implementation of the indigenous people's right formulated at the national and the international level, and drafting the program and action plan for the overall development of the indigenous people and advising the government to incorporate them, we believe, to ensure indigenous people's right to autonomous region. It is important to enhance their knowledge on their right at first, and it's the regards we reiterate that cooperation from the UN and the participation of indigenous peoples in the UN is necessary. The existing government system has been liberal in implementing rights of indigenous peoples. The Supreme Court has ordered to bring the necessary law to implement constitutional rights related to autonomous region for the indigenous peoples. However, much remains to be done in this regard. The proportional representation system in the election in Nepal has not been able to bring a significant change in the representation of indigenous peoples in the political spectrum. Also, the affirmative laws and inclusion policies of the government has not been up to the mark to ensure a significant representation of indigenous peoples in the state mechanism. We expect a continuous support from the UN and its mechanism in protecting and promoting the right of indigenous peoples. This, among others, can surely be done through consistent consultation with our commission, which is cooperating with the state mechanism in finding a way to ensure the participation of indigenous people in various UN